You know, it wasn't that long ago that Leonard Williams, formerly of the Williams Brothers, shared a powerful testimony as he also shared some great music. Let's listen to that again.
Got a song I want to play for you. Listen to this. And if you recognize the song, 803-279-7677, give a call. Tell me the name of the group and or the name of the song.
And 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. All I'm trying to say is sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Now this is what you do. You smile in your neighbor's face, talk about them behind their backs. Y'all know you do this. But if you found out they were doing the same thing to you, you know you wouldn't like that. Well, tell me this. Who are we to judge what other people do? Take a look at yourself, you'll find some faults too. Sweep around your own door before you try to sweep around mine. Well, 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 you need to sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Here's another thing, yo. You're always on the telephone putting down on someone.
Does it sound familiar?
Look in the mirror and check yourself. And here's the
that is so beautiful. I like those violins in the background too. 803-279-7677. We will be able to provide one of these good old days, maybe a CD for somebody who can call in and do some identifying. In the meantime, we want to let you know that Brother Leonard Williams of the world famous Williams Brothers is in the house with us today. As a matter of fact, right now. Brother Leonard, how are you doing?
If I did it, but I don't know if I can stand it.
I hear you, man. Well, it is good that you're with us. Say, God is truly blessing you.
Truly blessing.
It's good to have you. You know what? One of the things that I was noticing as I listened to that song, Sweep Around. Uh-oh, you all are too late. I'm giving the title, so you're too late to get the prize now. Sweep Around Your Own Door. That is a song that really causes us to look at ourselves. Was that the main intent of that song?
That's it. Hole in a nutshell, that was the main intent. You know, we got people, even church people, that talk about worldly people, but they're not living the best themselves.
Mm.
And, you know, they have what I call their church face on, and when they leave church, you know, they're doing some of the same thing the people in the world are doing. Yeah. So, you know, the world is looking at us as Christians. So we, as Christians, have to sweep around our own front door.
Yes. That makes so much sense. Because in one of the things that makes kingdom life so intriguing and at times frustrating is when you do have Christians whose lives resemble so much people who make it clear that they're not Christians.
You have Christian people that make their lives so much. Say that again, because that's very deep.
A Christian whose life resembles the lifestyle of a person who makes it clear that they are not Christians. And you can't even tell them apart just to look at the lifestyle.
Well, there's, you know, there has to be a difference. Christian light have to shine. It's got to be something different about you. If a really, really true Christian walk in, and I don't care what they got on, even their presence and their demeanor, and there's something about the tone of their voice and their character is different.
Mm.
And you said, boy, that's a nice person. You may not know there's a Christian, but they may be dressed like the rest of, but they are just something about them
God's light is going to shine through you if you're truly into the Word.
That is awesome. God's light shining through you if you're truly into the Word. I like that, because sometimes I think that we kind of make the mistake of forgetting that it's His light, and we're supposed to be letting His light bring Him glory, and we start thinking about our light, trying to find ways to bring ourselves glory.
You see, I've been there. I've been where I was the one to want to shine the light. I wanted to be the light, but God had to bring me down so I could look up to Him.
I hear you.
So I am truly, truly glad that I'm where I am, and I'm glad to say I'm saved, and I don't care who know it, you know, because my life gonna show it.
Yes, sir. I like that. True poet.
And we were talking about the light. I was in a hotel one night and left a big meeting, big convention, and ate chicken and fish. And when I laid down, there was a voice spoke to me and said, "Leonard, I want you to come into the light. You're flooding with the darkness and the light."
Wow.
And I thought it was somebody in the room with me. So I jumped up, looking all under the beds and the closet and all that kind of stuff. So I just had to finally admit that was God speaking to me, wanting me to come into the light. And He said, I want you to come up under my light and let my light shine through you and reach out and touch others. So that's where I am today. I don't want to say little light shine. I'm going to let my big light shine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brothers, sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Brother Leonard Williams of the world famous Williams Brothers. We're going to be listening to one of his solo projects when we come back. In the meantime, as we go to break, we're listening to the Williams Brothers singing "I'm Still Here." Stay with us. We'll be back for more speaking with Carl Thornton and our guest Leonard Williams.
Trouble, I've seen myself trouble,
yeah.
But I'm still here.